This is Dr. Benjamin Pedatsu from Asking a Pro Patient Clifford Campbell, indicates patient bird colon cancer screening, constipation. Patient date of birth is 5/8/1966. Patient retrospection view, I saw a mass which appeared to be a nodular mass noted at the appear to be more submucosal than mucosal or extraluminal, maybe at the cardiac and the stomach. Question of gastric varices. I did not dare do the biopsy because suspicion of there's any blood vessel just next to the mucosa. Very concerning. So, talking pictures, question by a patient in grade 0 versus esophagitis. Question shots from arthritic bacteria, like diagnosis, and research pressure, patient on complication, patient on turnaround. KY jelly, paraglutin, C-scale, rectum, after sigmoid, to the sigmoid colon, patient reportedly prep colon, descendant, discontinued procedure. Coming out, I saw in the rectum, two pedunculate polyps noted. One was about 8 millimeter size, which removed heart stem polyp successfully. This polyp was 15 cm from the anus. There was a second polyp removed about like centimeter in diameter. It was also pedunculated. More elongated polyp at the 10 centimeter from the anus. This polyp was 1 centimeter in diameter. It was removed with a heart stem polyp successfully also. Because of the nature of the polyp, so I decided to remove the stalk, the remaining stalk of the polyp separately and remove separately and stand separately. Post polypectomy site, there was no bleeding, but because of the nature of polypectomy site, I decided to put a metallic clip as a prophylaxis against prophylactic hemosynostosis against future bleeding. The rectum could not be visualized because of poorly prepared evasion to the patient on copy findable grade 0 esophagitis. Biopsy were taken over better esophagus. Number 2, a mass, a submucosal or extraluminal mass noted at the cardiac and the stomach. Question of gastric varices. This could be extraluminal mass. Biopsy were not taken because of the nature of the mass. And since the patient is going to be going for upper endoscopic ultrasound, upper US evaluation. So I'll leave it to get a better first. Also patient could have a CT scan of the pelvis before the evaluation is passed. Number 3, gastric polyp times 1 removed for polypectomy. And there was another small polyp which was biopsied. The patient have gastritis. Biopsy taken 105 by the patient. Gonadal biopsy were taken to a CT screw. Colonoscopy, incomplete colonoscopy, regarding poorly prepped colon. Colonoscopy would be only done after the sigmoid colon. In the rectum, I saw two polyps, one polyp at 15 centimeters from the anus, but not the problem with heart, same polyp, so filling the fourth polyp at bleeding. There was second polyp at 10 centimeters from the anus, which is about a centimeter in diameter, elongated polyp, which was removed. The polyp was removed completely with heart, same polypectomy, but the polyp site with the remaining stalk was removed separately and sent in a separate jar. The polypectomy site, no evidence of bleeding because of the nature of post-polypectomy mucosal changes. So I place a metallic clip for adequate hemostasis for the future for preventing hemostasis. Recommendation number 1, away from the esophagus biopsy. To a back surgery and start patient for a time 40 milligram per day, cataplate 1 gram TID, 1 gram TID, and number 3, we send the patient up endoscopic ultrasound evaluation for the gastric mass, cardiac, and the cardiac end. And I'm going to send for CT scan after pelvic contrast for any intraabdominal pathology, if extraluminal gastric pathology can push in the mass like in the stomach. And number 3, away from the gastric polyp, away from the storm biopsy, the polyp has got prior to therapy. Number 4, patient needs to repeat colonoscopy with adequate prep. And then, if depending on the finding of the endoscopic ultrasound, we'll proceed accordingly. If that is inconclusive, then patient needs to repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months for the polyp erosive esophagitis. for the healing, and if there's any other parasophagus underneath it. Follow on to be sanitation. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Jennifer Lynn, a copy of Quantum Study. Maybe she was January 23rd, 2023. January 23rd, 2023. Patient option for showing some text.